Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Now, you're not in the studio because you've got a problem with your cat. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I've been training my cat to not cry when she's having food. And so we've been working all week on this. And I wasn't watching where she was. And I went to go into the shower to get ready. And I've tripped over the cat. So I've upset my back.
Ooh.
That's fine. And that will continue on, I'm sure. So I'm not in the studio this morning.
Hey, knowing what cats are like, but you know more than me, I bet you she doesn't care. She doesn't care what's happened to you. Is that right?
Yeah, no, she doesn't care less.
Let's move on to dogs, because that's what your expertise is. And you've heard from Michelle in Strathfield say, now this is a problem, I reckon you've heard this a billion times. Her dog jumps up on herself and also the kids, and she's even knocked them over. And Michelle's parents came over about a week ago, and the dog knocked over her mum into the wall. You've heard this a million times, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And this is a potentially sad, sad case. I would describe this case as an orange zone case, and that's because it's obvious that Michelle and her family love this dog, but you can't just keep having a dog that's knocking over your kids, putting your older mum into the wall, and is just out of control. And often what we see with these type of cases, orange zone cases, is that it's only a matter of time before the family decides to quarantine the dog, so you're only allowed in the backyard, and the kids start playing in the front yard, and so the dog becomes lonely. Or alternatively, they try to rehome, so the dog's got to start all over again, or they may surrender the dog, or God forbid, something else. So this is a really, really extremely important case to start working on. And a couple of things that I'm going to make some assumptions about this case. I would imagine that the dog we're working with is pretty high energy. I bet he loves to play, and also it's apparent he's got poor social skills.
Did she say what type of dog it is? I don't think she did.
No, she didn't say what type of dog, but I would imagine if the dog's pushing grandma into the wall, we're at least talking medium to large.
Yep.
So what we need to do is we first need to try and give the dog what the dog wants by giving us what we want. So the first thing I'm going to do is, if you haven't got the energy and you're burning energy, you just seem like happier and calmer. And especially with dogs, if they're burning energy well, you see some of those really high energy issues start to dissipate. So firstly, I'm going to check out, well, how much time is this dog spending running, playing, all those kinds of things, walking? What are we doing there? And maybe we can try to introduce 10 minutes of walking around the neighbourhood, satisfying the brain and the body and burning off, and also creating that special time. I would have some family special time where maybe the dog's on lead and we're out in the backyard as a family, but we're not doing anything really high energy. So we might be sitting, we might have lunch out in the backyard. So we're practicing calm behaviour and we're getting the dog to observe and join in on that calm behaviour. The next thing I would do is I would start rewarding any moments of calm. So if I catch this boy lying down and taking it easy, I've got the treats. Good boy. Now, no high energy praising. No, oh, good boy, because what he'll do is he'll get up and start jumping. I would just be good boy and I would just drop a treat down where he is, especially inside. Inside, I would have this little boy completely on lead for a time so I can reset those skills. The other thing I would do is I would do what we call a contra command. So I want to know, does this dog know sit or down or wait? Some of those skills that perhaps I can start to use to, for example, if I'm going to the door, I get my dog to sit. You can't jump up on grandma if you're in a sit. So if I'm rewarding that sit and the dog's staying in the sit, come on in, grandma. Let's go and have a nice time, but we keep the energy low.
Yep.
And lastly, if the behaviour continues and you can't get a handle on it, before you look at those options of changing the dynamics, please consult a behavioralist or a professional dog trainer to help you, because it can be fixed.
some very good advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Hey, Joe, keep an eye out for your cat, and we'll talk again next Saturday morning.
No.